you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number one of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. So enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. Still to come, or to come, rather. I guess still to come, because last night we said we were going to do it, so I promise you we will get to this.
Okay.
Mark, you have a story about taxes. What they were like for Americans way, way, way back, maybe around the start of the country.
We've wondered. People have told us that the Boston Tea Party was started over a 2% tax, a 1% tax.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard small numbers. What was this tea tax? How many taxes did Americans pay back in the day? What about property taxes?
We will learn more here shortly. But first, we go to the phones to Rob in Georgia on the Amplifier line. Hello, Rob.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to talk about this little Star Trek universe stuff that you guys were rambling on about last night.
Now, we didn't bring it up. It wasn't us. It was a caller who used Star Trek as an example of how the perfect communist community could work.
Yeah, and, you know, the thing is, that was so ridiculous to me for the simple fact that, like, look at the way scientists operate. Many scientists discover any number of things, and they don't do it for huge sums of money. In fact, they probably went into debt getting their PhD.
But now you're making this point because the caller's point last night was that, well, in a world with unlimited wealth, where you can just press a button and have anything you want created for you, in
like
this
the replicator
machine, then he was suggesting that no one would create creative works anymore. And I just found that absurd, personally.
Yeah, I mean, it is absurd because, you see, look at the open source software movement with, like, the Linux kernel and Linux, the entire operating system, which I use regularly. That's made by people who, for the most part, are not working to make money. They work because they want to see something done. They work to get accolades from their friends. And believe you me, the praise of your friends is a very powerful thing when you have everything else.
Mm, it absolutely is. I've got to say that beyond what there was as far as making money, I've gotten Salesman of the Month awards more times, quite a few times, quite a few different companies. And I love that crap. I mean, I'm a vain guy. I am.
Mark, I'm going to give you the Salesman of the Month award.
Right. No raise, no extra bonus, nothing like that. Here, we're giving you a little plaque.
Absolutely.
And it's really motivating to somebody like me.
Yes, and you would absolutely see that sort of thing in a world without any sort of physical scarcity. Because at the end of the day, the reason why people work isn't really money. Once you take care of your basic physical, the things that are required to live, everything else you're working for is for psychic satisfaction of some sort.
It's absolutely true. If it wasn't for the opportunity to bring women back to my house, I would have never owned one. I would have lived with my mom.
Well, how about retirees? How about people that decide they don't want to retire, even though they've got plenty of money in the bank and they've got two homes and two cars or whatever, they decide they want to keep working in the career that they're in simply because they love to do what they do. I mean, there's no money, there's no financial interest in it for them. It's just, why stop? Why stop and sit around the house all day when you could go out and keep doing something?
Right. If you love what you do, why try to take up a hobby that may or may not interest you, like golf or fishing? I don't want to do that.
Great points.
And there's one other thing that someone earlier about on the Star Trek universe, Mark said, what happens if someone steals your replicator? And they said, what sort of person would steal a replicator when everyone has it?
Yeah.
Well, there is a class of person who does that. We call them the criminal class, and most of them work in government. And basically, because if you think about it, why does the government steal your money? They make the money. They don't have to steal it. It's the last thing they have to do. They do it because they want you to be deprived of it.
Right. They do it because they want you to feel like you're being controlled. So,
exactly. So same sorts of people with steel replicators, the sorts of people who want to control others, want to sanction others.
However, if we were to actually get to this theoretical point in the world where we do have this unlimited wealth and lack of scarcity, then those people wouldn't really have any reason to exist anymore. There wouldn't be any need to control others because again, they could have whatever they wanted.
What you would have happen, I think, is that those people would very clearly and probably very early be identified as sociopaths and treated accordingly.
Yep, I think
now
you're
we
right.
just elect them.
I think the only way to get to the point of unlimited wealth, you know, if it is possible to get there, and I think it is to actually throw off the chains of the state. Once we throw off the chains of the state and enter into I see us as sort of being in the information age right now. I think the next age could be like an age of liberty, which could theoretically lead to a position of unlimited wealth, of no scarcity, of unlimited energy and that sort of thing. But we have to throw off the chains of the state in order to get to that point, in my opinion.
I could not agree more.
Thanks for the call, Rob. Great call. Appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231 at the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I really feel like we are close to entering that age of liberty because the age of information is at hand, and it is allowing some things to happen that have just been completely unprecedented before. I mean, the Ron Paul campaign is a perfect example. In fact, I've got a great little story about the self-organization that's going on, this sort of decentralized grassroots campaigning that's happening in the Ron Paul campaign. It's just incredible.
I would agree. Obviously, Samuel Adams, one could say the founder of the country, if not the country, at least the father of our liberty from England. He said that it didn't require a majority to get liberty. It's just a vocal minority lighting brush fires in people's imagination or something like that. And I think we're getting to critical mass on the amount of people that are interested in the ideas of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And Ron Paul has been really great in that. He's brought a lot of people along in this process,
right?
People that hadn't really thought about liberty in the past.
I almost see Ron Paul as sort of the fulcrum of this storm of liberty that's happening, basically. And this storm sort of a negative sounding word, but it's sort of the way I envision it. You know, you've got the eye of the hurricane, right? I feel like Ron Paul is that focal point, and then there's all this activity that's going on around him that's tangentially related to him in
but
some
it's
way.
Not him, yeah.
But, right, he's not controlling it. He's not dictating anything. He's just out there running for president, and there's all these different individuals, and just such
he's
a
given. His campaign is hope for America, and that's what holds it all together. People say, here's a libertarian who has been in Congress for 10 terms, who has always voted his conscience, voted the Constitution. He's been great, and I think that he has a chance of actually being president. So hope is what is kind of making all this coalesce together.
Right. Just as an example of the wide variety of people that are being attracted to the Ron Paul campaign. I mean, we already know from the things we've talked about that the stories we've discussed on the air that he's got Democrats that are behind him. He's got a variety of Republicans, Libertarians, the Constitution Party, Mark.
Yeah, Mr. Peruca
has now in the guy who ran for the Constitution Party, he was their presidential candidate in 2004, Michael Peruca. He has endorsed Ron Paul. Michael Badnarik, the candidate for the Libertarian Party in 2004, has endorsed Ron Paul. One of the current candidates for Libertarian Party nomination, Steve Covey, has endorsed Ron Paul.
And another one that dropped out for the Libertarian, Doug Stanhope.
Stanhope
also
has endorsed Ron Paul. So, I mean, just the people that are getting behind him in the world of politics are pretty unprecedented. You've got Bill Maher that's getting behind Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You've got, of course, Pat Buchanan that's getting behind Ron Paul. And then in just the world of regular Joe Americans, people are coming out of the woodwork. People who have said, I never would have considered voting for a Republican in my life, and now I'm supporting Ron Paul. As an example, there is a girl who has put a video online. She's calling herself the Ron Paul girl. And I've sent her an email at this point to see if we can get her on the show to talk about what inspired her to do this. But basically, she's taking off her clothes in the video.
You are shameless.
And it is just...
You're a man completely without shame.
It's wonderful. She's already gotten something like 60,000 views.
Why don't you do it?
She says that... I'm not an attractive female. She
says... I think your listeners would be interested.
she says that if Ron Paul wins, she'll take off more of her clothes. And so it's just amazing. I don't think that's ever happened in any Republican campaign.
I'm sure you could get
more on
somebody.
The way. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features on the site are totally free. And we give them away. So that includes the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. And hopefully, if you're a lady listener, get involved. Send in your validated picture. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It is your only choice for more personal freedom and less intrusive government, smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. Rumors are coming through the woodwork that there may be a federal raid on the Brown household up here in New Hampshire. I'll do my best to attempt to confirm or deny that.
That it has happened or that it that shall happen?
It may be in the process of happening.
Raiding.
So I don't know. That's just a rumor that is being pronounced at the moment. We'll find out more, I'm sure, as the night goes on. But for now, let's talk about taxes. And then we'll come back to the Ron Paul revolution and how Think Rank is pointing out that it's a lesson in free market economics. But first, let's talk about the economics of taxation and how different of a situation the Americans in the early times of this country had to deal with. What was it that they were revolting over anyway, Mark?
Well, taxes is the short answer, but let me read it to you here. It's from thestraightdope.com. Dear Straight Dope, could you enlighten the taxpayers, like myself, as to an average percentage paid on taxes now as opposed to an average taxes paid to the King of England that helped cause the war, that war thing a couple of hundred years ago? Surely our forefathers didn't have it as bad as us. Of course, I mean, tax-wise. I wouldn't dream of going up against them on transportation or indoor plumbing revolution, which, of course, you know,
taxes didn't bring you indoor plumbing or any of that stuff. I can't stand he's not suggesting that.
No.
But I can't stand it when people say stuff like that. Well, you should be happy to pay taxes. You live in such a wonderful place, in the freest place in the world, and you've got television and microwavable food and all these other wonderful things. Well, I have those things because people in search of a profit went out there and created them,
right,
not because government taxes me.
Right. The fact that taxes were going on while while these things were invented has these are completely unrelated items.
Right. In fact, if it weren't for the government, I'd have a lot of these things a lot sooner, like cell phones. They would have come out in the 60s.
I suppose somebody could make the argument that if you didn't have a military to protect the land and keep it free, then, you know.
Poppycock.
That's what you say. I would say, well, let's bring us down to a military then. Let's just cut that half of the budget out that the government, spends, and then bring all the military members home to this land so they can actually defend it, and cut taxes.
I don't want to go 75%. Let's move on.
Anyway, so the Straight Dope staff replies. Ian, as a matter of fact, replies. Of course, I mean, one man you never wanted to get in a peeing contest with was Benjamin Franklin. However, what Ben and company were fighting over wasn't the amount of taxes, which, as you'll see, was actually quite small, but the right of the crown to impose taxes on the colonies at all. No taxation without representation was the colonial motto, and the necessity of government deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed was the real sticking point of the whole revolution thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I think that's what it evolved into. I'm not sure that Samuel Adams exactly intended that, but before 1763, Americans were the least taxed citizens in the Western world. Colonial subjects were taxed on average a total of about 1 shilling per head per year. Brief digression here. While these conversions are tenuous and some might say meaningless over the span of a couple of centuries or so, I spent some time with the conversion wage, exchange rate, and price index tables from the Census Bureau's Historical Statistics of the U.S. and came up with a conversion of £1 sterling in 1770, is equal to about $150 in 1998, with a shilling equal to a 20th of a pound sterling.
Damn, that's like, you know, somebody who's working at a menial job, a minimum wage job, would have that amount of money taken out of one paycheck.
Oh, that's the pound sterling is worth $1.50. The shilling.
I thought you said $150.
$150, yes. I'm sorry. The pound sterling is worth $150. A shilling is equal to a 20th of that.
Oh.
$7.50.
Wow.
A year.
That's amazing.
Per person. Okay? So that's what they were used to getting taxed.
And that's what they revolted over.
Right.
How far we've fallen.
Right. Let's see. The average laborer was also making around 5 shillings a day, so about $40 a day.
Mm-hmm.
In Britain, the tax amount worked. That's not $40 a day.
No, that's good.
Back then? Well,
for back then?
No. That's a conversion to 1998.
Yeah.
$40 in 1998, which wouldn't be a minimum wage job, but darn close to a minimum wage job. So, you know, obviously people's standard of living
has gone up.
Things
all of
are more
home.
Technical.
All they were making was 5 shillings a day, you know, that times a whole year, that's a lot of shillings they take home compared to what we're taking home today.
So it might compare more to a $10, a $10 a day job. But that's a laborer, okay? And I don't think a laborer...
Not $10 a day.
Excuse me. What did I come up with 10 for?
$10 an hour?
$10 an hour, yes. But a laborer, even now, I don't think a laborer could expect much more than $15 an hour.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's like 15. I mean, if they worked 300 days a year, that'd be 1,500 shillings a year, and they only had to pay one of them out to the government? That's awesome.
Yeah.
Give me some of that.
Okay, so in Britain, the tax amount worked out to about 26 shillings per year. That's about $200. So the American colonists, for all their complaining and moaning, were actually taxed at a much lower rate than their cousins who stayed in the old country. Still, as I say, it was the principle of the thing.
Indeed.
The British taxed the colonists to help
people
pay
cared
off.
About principles back then.
And now they just want to be well taken care of.
Yep.
The British taxed the colonists to help pay off the sizable war debt accumulated during the Seven Years' War, particularly the part of it fought in North America, which we call the French and Indian War. Wish people knew this, by the way. It's a little peeve of mine that people somehow separate the Seven Years' War and the French and Indian War in any way, shape, or form. No, that's just what we call it over here.
Okay.
The British national debt doubled to about $150 million between 1756. He doesn't give a conversion on that. I don't know $150 million what. 1756 and 1763. A great part of that debt arose from the colonies' price gouging of the British Army during the war, charging them nearly twice the market price for lumber, raising the price from 9 pence to 15. Now, I'm not sure for boards and lodging and room rates in rural America towns are more expensive than typical rates in downtown London. Now, in a downtown city, maybe, you know, now rooms are less are more valuable than they are in rural America. But I don't know that people necessarily had room to put a soldier up back in colonial times.
Big families, I'm sure.
You know, and then you start thinking about lumber. I mean, could lumber double in price if there was a demand on it? Sure, it could.
Mm.
I don't know that this is gouging. This guy's calling it gouging. I don't see that it is. Did concrete double when after Hurricane Katrina went through?
Well, now let's be fair. I mean, imagine yourself in the position of a colonist. You're upset that the British government is taking this shilling from you every year, and you see them coming around looking to purchase one of the products that you provide. You'd raise the price too.
I don't think in the 1760s people were quite as concerned with it. That wasn't quite the... I mean, they weren't up in arms.
If you didn't like
that.
The Redcoats and they wanted to buy something from you, you'd raise your prices.
Point.
More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you sick and tired of the taxes yet? This is amazing, these numbers. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating. But they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game. And above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Hey, Jack Blood here. I think that if we could see the germs and potential biohazards all around us in our daily surroundings, we would turn into Howard Hughes. We try not to think about it primarily because we might think there's nothing we can do about it. Not so fast. Now there is a solution. I'm talking about Hazarid Complete Protection Kit, available now at Hazarid.com. This is the single solution that is tame enough to safely conquer everyday household and business cleaning chores, yet strong enough to decontaminate biological hazards. Hazarid fights infectious disease and unsurpassed odor, mold, and allergens. This is an amazing state-of-the-art disinfectant with a no-questions-asked guarantee. Safe for kids and pets and indispensable for your home, car, or business. Wherever you go, take Hazarid with you. Call them now to order 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323. Or go to the web, www.hazarid.com. H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, Hazarid.com. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Free Talk Live is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Staples CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free, including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download it. It's free right there on the front page. An entire year's worth of the program available on the house, freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Let's go to the phones, do the fun. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live, Paula.
Hi, good evening, guys.
Hello, hey. What's on your mind?
There is something I want to talk to you guys, see what you thought about this. I called the representative in Washington about something we've got to do, I think, to save this country. We've got to pull JFK's executive order that still stands, where we go back to the gold standard and back to the silver certificate money. I think we need to do this fast.
Well, the dollar is taking a real beating right now.
It's
and
like the same as Canadian dollar now. Instead of there
we
being
get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Right,
yeah, I'm with you on that.
I would agree to get rid of Federal Reserve, but I'd also say get the government out of money entirely.
Yeah, they don't need
it's
to be
not out
it
of money entirely. I gave this country trillions of dollars in gold a couple of years ago.
No, I don't mean that the government is out of money. I say that we should get the government out of the business of providing money. I think
get rid of the Federal Reserve.
Right, get rid of the Federal Reserve. Let people exchange in whatever mediums they want. Likely, they'll quickly go to things like gold and silver and commodities. It could be pork bellies. It could be grain futures. It could be corn futures. It could be anything like that.
Well, I called Pat Kennedy yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and I called him again today, and I said, we've got to do this. And I talked to a lot of the other reps. I said, get together and do this right now. I said, this is the only thing that's going to save this country.
Very good, Paula. Keep up the good work. Appreciate you doing that because you're right on this one. Thanks for the call.
Everybody's got to call and raise hell about this.
Well, I just don't know how effective that's going to be. I think it's probably going to be more effective to actually put some new blood in there, like a Ron Paul, you know,
yeah.
People that are actually committed to principle. People, I mean, these guys that you're calling, they don't even know what fiat money is, most of them. I mean, if they do, then they are inherently, corrupt, and they support the corrupt system. So I feel like you're wasting your phone calls.
Idea.
Thanks for the call, Paula. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Speaking of gold and silver, I came across a story here as I was trying to get the latest on the Ed Brown situation mm-hmm. about a man, a business owner, who had been paying his workers in gold and silver coins.
Really?
And the IRS didn't take too kindly to it. We'll maybe get to that story here in a bit, but still got to go to the phones. Talk to Kent in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Kent? Hello, Kent? In Illinois, going once. Kent? Going twice. Let's try Rich in New Hampshire, listening on Second Life. Hello, Rich. Rich.
Hey.
Hello.
How's it going?
What's on your mind, Rich?
Well, you spoke to a person earlier, right at the beginning of the show, and he was talking about technological advancement and how government stands in its way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to share a thought on that topic. I mean, as you guys know, one of my pet issues is getting the government out of the business of school.
Okay.
Because they're terrible at it. And I read a wonderful quote the other day from Napoleon Hill. He says, "An educated man is one who has so developed the faculties of his mind that he may acquire anything he wants or its equivalent without violating the rights of others."
Hmm. Indeed. Most people behave on a voluntary basis. It's only the government people and gangsters that operate otherwise. Rich?
That pretty much covers it.
Yep.
I'm with you, man. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
800-259-9231.
Rich, too. I'd like to see the government completely out of the business of education.
Get them out of money. Get them out of education. Get them out of travel.
And I don't mean this because I don't think Americans should be educated. I mean it because I think the government
is
terrible at everything it does.
Oh, yeah.
Which means that we're giving our most valuable commodity, the minds of our next generation, to the government. You wouldn't let them do anything that had to do with your family. You wouldn't let them feed you.
Mm.
You wouldn't let them you with cars. No. Can you imagine if the government supplied housing to everybody, what kind of rat holes we'd live in?
Go look in communist Russia to find out what that was like. It was horrible.
Yeah.
And the cars were awful, too, if you could get your hands on one.
Volga.
What, did you have to wait 10 years to get one or something
like that?
800-259-9231. We're going to try Kent again. Kent in Illinois, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. Am I there?
You are. What's on your mind?
No, you're here.
I kind of wanted to pick up on what you introduced the show with this evening, kind of the Ron Paul being the eye of the storm of this great liberty movement.
Yes.
And applying that to the principles of the free market. There are a lot of groups and organizations popping up all over the place promoting Ron Paul and his message of liberty and freedom. I hope I'm not going to get in trouble here by naming a few things, but you have like VoteRonPaul.com, which is a collection of artists creating graphics and posters and cards and T-shirts and all that to support Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
You have RonPaulRadio.com, a radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, dedicated to Ron Paul, his message, his ideals, and his principles of monetary.
What are they doing? Are they playing audio? Are they playing like video clips of him and just the audio of it, or how is it that they get the content?
They're doing all kinds of things. Mm-hmm. They are replaying a lot of his congressional speeches,
mm-hmm.
his campaign speeches, him and Ben Bernanke at the Federal Reserve in the committee hearings on monetary systems and that.
I would have loved to have heard that.
Oh, they're fantastic. There's also hosts that host their own shows. I actually host one of the shows on RonPaulRadio.com. You also have individuals doing different kinds of activism all across the country that is outside of the campaign realm itself.
Right, sure. And you know, that, the cool thing about that and the thing that's kind of unusual about it is that largely does not happen with the other candidates.
Does
certainly not, you know, to the extent that it happens with Ron Paul. Not even a fraction of the percentage. That
most of their activists are sitting around waiting to be told what to do.
Right, and whereas the Ron Paul activists, they buy their own signs, they're buying their own T-shirts, they're paying for all
this
stuff.
Right, which means they're outside of all the campaign reporting requirements and everything, too, which is nice.
Absolutely, and they're also having fundraisers. I know there's a meetup group up in Illinois who's already organizing a Ron-vember festival.
Ron-vember.
You know,
awesome.
It's going to be on November the 2nd, and it's going to be huge.
Yep, it's so amazing. It's an amazing group of activists, which really the key ingredient to this, besides Ron Paul running for office, the key ingredient to all this activism has been the Internet. It has brought these people together and allowed them to find one another, whereas, you know, if this was 20 years ago, none of this would be happening and Ron Paul would be nobody.
Well, that's absolutely true. And Ron Paul himself has said that the Internet is an amazing tool and we need to use it to promote the message of freedom and liberty. And I believe that that is being done on a constant basis all throughout this country.
Yep.
You know, head on over to RonPaulRadio.com and see what they've got going on. They've got a schedule list up of different show airing times with their live hosts. And they also have reels, a loop, just reels of Ron Paul songs that artists, musical artists have
yeah,
wrote,
that's amazing.
Written. And they're completely new and ingenious songs that go from folky songs with a banjo all the way over to rap songs with a great beat.
It's amazing. It really just a huge variety of activism that is all happening, as I was saying before, just surrounding this one candidate. And he doesn't, you don't, the campaign couldn't even possibly have a finger on the total amount of activism that's going on. It's all happening without anybody asking for permission, and it's just a brilliant campaign, and I really do think he has a real shot at possibly winning this primary coming up here.
Well, Ron Paul has said himself, thank you for letting me join your revolution.
Yeah, and that's
so
really the way
he understands that this is a movement that is beyond his control or his organizational skills or his even campaign organization, that this is a completely grassroots thing that is just being pushed through.
Kent, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can talk more Ron Paul. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. But it's up to you to make the call. 1-800-259-9231. On the way, we'll tell you a little bit more about this guy in, I think it was Vegas, who was paying his employees in gold and silver. And what happened with his court trial? This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site for free. If you like the show, then you should go and shop at Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. It's that simple. Whether it's a new item in one of their 41 categories you can shop in, or a used item, Free Talk Live gets a cut if you enter through Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com. So get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Amazon.FreeTalkLive.com as we go to the phones and to the fun to talk to John in California. John, you're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark.
Hello.
Hey, John. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, good. What's up?
All right, good. Now, I was curious to get your guys' take on the 100 different Mexican trucking companies that are apparently they're already given the okay to run in the United States right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there are a lot of people that are really upset about this because, you know, Americans apparently don't like competition, and you know, certain people in the trucking industry, not all of them, a lot of truckers are real good Americans and they appreciate competition, but the union I think is very upset about this because the way it used to be was that a Mexican trucker would have to stop his truck at the border and they'd have to transfer the load to an American-driven truck in order for the load to continue on into America. Now,
but it's okay for Canadians, on the other hand, to drive all the way through.
Right, right. So now Mexican truckers can just simply drive to their destination.
One thing I was perturbed about was the fact that, well, they're not really checked or they don't have, like, the type of quality assurance that you'd have, like, in the U.S. I'm not sure if the Canadian trucks or the rail yards or whatever that we currently have
is that,
going.
Now, wait a minute. Is that true, or is that just what they say in the
That's
forwarded
just
emails?
That's what I've heard. I don't know how true that is,
yeah,
really.
See, there are a lot of forwarded emails that get sent around the Internet with all kinds of claims. I mean, do Mexicans not have car insurance? Do the insurers not care about the quality of the commercial-level vehicles? I mean, commercial-level insurance is a little pricier and a little more important.
If, in fact, this truck had a load of Chiquita bananas, let's say, aren't I able to sue not only the trucking company,
and the distributor or whomever, but Chiquita Banana themselves for hiring such a company that does not have insurance?
And doesn't Chiquita have an interest in, you know, making sure that their load of bananas is going to get from point A to point B instead of, you know, an axle falling off and the truck flipping over and the bananas spilling all across the roadway? I mean, really, this just all
a load of bananas
like,
probably isn't that much in Chiquita's grand scheme of things.
This just all seems, well, I mean, you're not going to have a load make it to its destination. That's certainly inconvenient for the whoever the buyer was going to be. But nonetheless, it seems like it's a much ado about nothing.
I also heard of, like, speaking of a particular load that didn't reach the destination, I heard of a semi that was in Mexico that had a container filled with explosives used for mining that exploded and killed, like, 100 and, well, I don't know, it killed, like, 30-something people, injured 150 from other spectators just sitting around. I guess they didn't have, like, a hazmat or, you know, any type of placard on it that showed any type of, you know, hey, get back, this is dangerous.
Now, I've seen enough of those signs that it just doesn't, they don't even affect me anymore.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Now, how does that little sign keep trucks from blowing up? I'm not
well,
sure.
Well, I mean, it would keep other, you know, you might have other officials come by and say, hey, wow, look out, there's this sign that says,
no,
you know,
eating your sandwiches near this truck.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I mean, it would,
and I could just see that happening here in the United States, too, if a truck blows up. I don't know why the truck blew
right.
up, but
this is just another example of the anti-immigration zealots. They'll pull out one story, and they'll try to paint every single truck driver from Mexico as being, you know, uncaring, sloppy, and awful, just because one truck had a problem. The same thing where they say, there's an illegal immigrant who killed somebody down in Texas, so therefore all illegal immigrants are likely to be killers. I mean, that's the same kind of logic that's going on there. Of course there are going to be problems. Of course, I mean, when you've got a semi-truck loaded down with thousands of pounds of products, whether they be flammable or combustible or not, you've got a dangerous situation regardless of what the load is. And, you know, things are going to happen. People are going to get hurt. And trucks crash all the time in the United States with, you know, guys that they were high on speed and they weren't paying attention or whatever it is that happened.
Or there was just an accident.
Or just accidents happen. So let's just let people do business, and if you don't want to take the risks, don't go out on the roadways. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to a different...
And I would like to say, but before we go on this, remember that the federal government was largely involved in the death of the rail industry in this country.
Mm.
And the rail industry is the best way to transport stuff, you know, products from one place to another.
Yeah,
the fact that we even have these trucks on our road is the fault of the government. Now you expect the government to solve the problem that it created in the first place.
Interesting observation. Let's continue with the calls and this time talk to another John. This one's in Missouri, listening on KCXL. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you guys today?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, Do you think this difficulty we're having with the economy, excuse me, do you think it's by accident, or do you think they know what they're doing?
The people at the central bank, for instance, they absolutely know what they're doing. They know that when they print money and they create money from thin air, that's inflation, and it's just, you know, it wreaks havoc on the American economy.
I think they have different reasons for printing this money.
The reasons are to fund the government's warmongering expeditions.
Right.
That's the reason the Fed was created in the first place, so the government could expand at a dramatically faster rate than it ever had in the past.
I don't think that they're doing it in the sense that let's destroy the American economy.
No, it's let's make the government bigger so we can all get rich.
Well, personally, I think they know what they're doing, and it's been by design all along.
Why is it that they want to do it?
Pardon?
Why is it that they
want to
destroy? What's their
motivation?
Yeah, I mean, why
do
they
well,
want to preside over a destroyed economy?
Well, from what I understand, they would like to eliminate a lot of the population because they don't believe that the world is capable of sustaining, you know, all the people that are living here right now.
Mm. It seems like it's a theory, and I'm sure that there's people out there that believe the zero population theory, or even less. But do you think that everybody in the government believes this and that they're working towards that same goal? I mean, the government is...
I don't know about everybody in the government, but I do believe in the New World Order and the elitist in Washington. And, you know, I want to make this short. I know there's some other people. You know, I've put this question to a lot of well, not a lot, but a few other talk shows. One here locally, I got hung up on. But when, Washington fought in the Indian War, with the English, right?
Okay.
And when did they decide, because I got a feeling that's the only way we're going to get our country back. I don't think there will be another
fighting
election.
Against the Indians?
But when did Washington and them decide to draw the line and decide there was no other way but to fight?
That is a good question.
I don't think there's any military people in Washington that's got the guts enough to stand up and
I'll tell you what happened. In short, a man named Samuel Adams, you've had the beer, I'm sure, whipped up his Sons of Liberty to get the Boston Massacre going and the Boston Tea Party.
Right.
So Boston itself was whipped up into a fervor. Then, one night they managed to get the British so upset that they were willing to attack them, and they had the battle on Bunker Hill, which was actually Breed's Hill.
Right.
And, so there was an actual battle that occurred. At that point, Americans said, holy crap, the British are attacking us. And, of course, there's Lexington and Concord and that whole thing, too. But basically, Americans felt they were under attack by the British, so they fought back.
You know, I'd like to jump back to your conspiracy theory about the, these elites wanting to eliminate 80% of the world's population, or, you pick your percentage.
Right.
I don't know. There are certainly people, especially in the environmental movement, that believe that human beings are like cockroaches
and that
should be exterminated. So there are people out there that think that way. Whether or not the people in the Federal Reserve and the upper echelons of government think that way, I don't know. Because if indeed, you don't get to the head of the Federal Reserve by not knowing anything at all about the economy. So you would think that they would understand that if they eliminated 80% of the world's population, that a lot of their products and services that make their lives so comfortable, that make us all so wealthy, that are manufactured by those little people, if you will, would go away. Because if you kill those people, then nobody's going to be manning the factories anymore, and nobody's going to be turning out the wonderful trinkets and things that we enrich our lives with. So personally, I'm not a subscriber to that theory, nor do I necessarily even believe in the so-called New World Order. While there definitely are people in government who want to control others, that's what people in government are all about, I don't think there's a grand cabal or grand conspiracy overarching everything. And the fact that Ron Paul exists is counter evidence to the New World Order. Are you familiar with Ron Paul?
Oh, yes.
Well,
yes.
I mean, if I were in charge of the NWO, Ron Paul would turn up dead, and he's still out there. Thanks for the call, dude. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Ron Paul's continued existence is some of the strongest evidence against a grand global conspiracy. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 2's coming up. It's Free Talk Live. Liberty, self-ownership, the nature of government, libertarianism. What do these things mean? If you, or perhaps somebody you know, needs a primer on some of the subjects we talk about on Free Talk Live, you should check out the Liberty Radio Underground. It's an elementary introduction to libertarianism, and each show concisely handles a single topic in under 10 minutes. It's great for someone new to liberty, and it's free. Go to LibertyRadioUnderground.com today and grab an episode. LibertyRadioUnderground.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.